Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching, and all that good stuff. So today, we're going to be talking about an amazing book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And it's by a wonderful gentleman by the name of Shunryu Suzuki. And Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind is sort of his seminal piece of writing. Shunryu Suzuki is a deeply respected Zen master from Japan who came to America in 1958 and had just come for a short visit, but he was so impressed by the quality of what he called beginner's mind and this deep interest that Americans seemed to have in Zen that he ended up staying in the U.S. and making San Francisco his home, and he started the Zen Center there. And he actually died at the Zen Center in 1971, shortly after this book, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, came out. And it was one of the first books I ever read on meditation, and I remember feeling like it was full of riddles. But what I realized later on as I continued to practice meditation and to read and study with different teachers is that that's sort of the nature of the insight we gain from meditation anyway, is this sort of riddle that life holds for us all the time. So now in the book, he introduces two different key topics right in the title. And the first one is Zen mind. So what does that mean? Zen mind means the unrestricted mind, which is considered to be our natural state. And it's only through reflection and meditation that we can begin to understand how restricted our minds are with thinking and beliefs and ideas and plans. But to observe the mind in its true unrestricted form is the practice of Zen, or what is called Zazen, which means sitting meditation. The other key concept that he introduces in the title is beginner's mind. And we've explored that topic a little bit. And I always say that being a beginner in meditation is the absolute best place to be. Probably being a beginner at everything could be the best place to be because of your openness to discover what this meditation thing is all about or what life is all about. And it's only in this expert mind that we become bogged down by the way we think things are, or we think they're supposed to be, and we really lose the freedom to see things in a new way. So beginner's mind is about this open quality of mind. Zazen, which means sitting meditation, as I said, is the practice from the Zen tradition, and it's very, very simple. The posture and the breath are the mainstays of the practice, and insight is sort of just a simple, happy byproduct of your meditation, but it's not necessarily the focus as in Vipassana or insight meditation can be. So in Zen mind, beginner's mind, posture is said to be the form and not the means of obtaining the right state of mind. To take the posture is itself to have the right state of mind. So I think that this is an interesting concept, is that when we go to sit down and do our meditation, we're really focused on the meditation itself. But what this is saying about your posture is that your posture is your meditation. And that's why your posture is so, so very important and something that you can access in terms of your awareness all the time. So what Shunryu Suzuki is saying is that it's the way we sit in meditation that expresses the very nature of the practice itself. If we're sitting crooked or out of balance, then our mind state is also going to be crooked and out of balance. So the posture is our key to the state of mind. And Shunryu Suzuki says, You should not be tilted sideways, backwards, or forwards. You should be sitting straight up as if you were supporting the sky with your head. It's a true expression of your Buddha nature. And when you have this posture, you have the right state of mind. So there's no need to try to attain some special state. And I think that this is just such a wonderfully succinct way of expressing how simple meditation actually is. It is as simple or as difficult as it is to sit. And that there is no other special thing that you're supposed to be doing other than this sitting and being aware while you sit. So when we take our seated posture, we're mindful that the cushions that we're sitting on or the way our legs are crossed is that our body's going to feel evenly weighted on both our sit bones and upright, not leaning to the left or slouching over, because now we're beginning to understand that our posture is our practice. And the other key component is our breath in Zazen or sitting meditation, where we simply monitor the breath. We follow it and we label it and we count it. So we have these little tools to be able to monitor the breath. And it is suggested in Zen meditation when you're learning that you count the breaths from 1 to 10, which we've done together before. You say inhale 1, exhale 2, and you work your way up to 10, that you do this for 15 minutes. During your entire meditation. And then you increase the practice by about 5 minutes when you're ready until you've reached 45 minutes to an hour of practice. Now, can you imagine counting your breath for 45 minutes to an hour? You'd probably lose your way 1,000 different times, but that's how you would realize how much the mind wanders in that situation. And then the suggestion is that as you get more comfortable at watching the breath and less inclined to wander off, that you can really stop counting altogether and just enjoy the sitting breathing practice, and that that is enough, that that is all there is to it. One of my favorite quotes from the book on breathing is where Suzuki says, "What we call I is just a swinging door which moves when we inhale and when we exhale." He goes on to say, "When we practice Zazen, our mind always follows our breathing. When we inhale, the air comes into the inner world. When we exhale, the air goes out to the outer world. The inner world is limitless, and the outer world is also limitless. And in this limitless world, our throat is like a swinging door. The air comes in and goes out like someone passing through a swinging door." And I love this image of the swinging door, and that we're literally just sitting there watching the door swing open and swing closed as we inhale and we exhale, and kind of seeing what else comes through the door. So that's our practice for today. We're going to be taking a good posture and following our breath through this swinging door of life. And we'll also be using a mantra today, which is used in Zazen. And that's when our mind wanders away from our bodies. And we're going to use the mantra, "No big deal." So you'll see how we're going to do that as we meditate today. So go ahead and find a comfortable place to sit. And if you're using cushions on the floor, you really want to make sure that they're even and firm, so you're not leaning one way or the other. And you want to cross your legs so that they're also as even as possible. So rather than having one foot up on top of a leg and one on the floor, both feet can be on the floor when the legs are crossed. So you can experiment with that. And you could also sit in a chair, of course. And if you're doing that, be sure and have your feet planted on the ground. And once you settle in and we'll do a body scan, you're also going to be able to use the body throughout your meditation to recenter. So each time you come back from wandering off with your mind, you can realign your spine or rebalance your sit bones. And it really makes your body an active participant in your Zazen, in your sitting meditation practice. So let's go ahead and get started. Sitting comfortably, noticing how your back feels, seeing if you can lengthen your spine a little bit, and let all of your muscles and bones rest. And take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow very, very slowly out of the mouth. Good. Two more times. Inhaling deeply and exhaling slowly. And this initial cleansing breath is kind of like going down the hallway to the swinging doors. It's the thing that takes you there. One more. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling nice and slow and blowing. You should feel like you're slowing down. And then allow your breath to go in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air in the room and how it plays against the temperature of the air coming back out from your body. And then allowing yourself to count the breath to 10. So you're going to say inhale when you breathe in and say 1. Exhale 2. Inhale 3. Continuing giving each breath a number until you get to 10. Good. And after we've finished the body scan, you can go back to counting if you like. So now just let your breath move down into the soles of your feet and become connected with that part of your body, really aware of your feet, your ankles, your shins and calves, up into your knees, your thighs, moving into your hips and your low back, softening into the belly, letting your spinal cord extend, lengthen, and let all the muscles in the torso soften. Feel your ribs and the sides of your body, your chest expanding with breath, your shoulder blades sliding down your back as your spine lengthens again. Really feeling the aliveness, the activity of the body in this subtle way. Let your collarbones spread wide and your shoulders drop down your elbows and wrists and fingertips. Soften your jaw. Let your teeth be parted and your eyes roll down. Feeling the face and the hair and the scalp and the crown of the head open to the sky. As Suzuki said, your head is holding up the sky. Good. And you're going to continue your practice counting if that helps you. And when the mind wanders and you catch the mind wandering and you can bring it back gently, just say to yourself, no big deal. Just wandered off, it's no big deal. And then count a few breaths and realign the spine, the hips, the jaw, the belly, reactivating the body to come into the present moment. And I will check in with you in just a little bit. Notice if your mind has wandered off. No big deal. That's what we say to ourselves. Bring it back and lengthen the spine. Soften the jaw and the belly. Open the crown of the head to the sky. Count a couple of breaths and reacquaint yourself with the present moment, letting this be enough. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And today we're doing a Zazen practice, our sitting meditation from Zen Meditation. We're tracking the breath, staying alive and mindful of the body, and bringing the mind back from wandering, saying no big deal whenever we do. Begin to deepen your breath and notice if your mind is left again. No big deal. Bring it back into the body. Make all the subtle adjustments, lengthening the spine, softening the jaw, the belly, the hands, becoming present and aware again. of your seated posture. This is all there is to achieve. The breath flows naturally, effortlessly. There's nothing for you to do. You can bring the breath into the base of your spine. To wrap up the practice, you inhale up your back and exhale down your front 2 or 3 times. Just sort of sealing in your relationship to your zazen, to your sitting meditation practice. You've been listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is an Om at Home meditation for ordinary people with Lori Khan. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori. I thank you for listening and doing your sitting practice, your zazen with me today, and I'm wishing you peace along your way.